The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tainis Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara on today's Daf tells us the klal, Kol Psuka de Loi Paske Meshe Anan Loi Paskinon. When we say over pieces of Chumash, words of Chumash, we're only allowed to say them as complete psukim. To go ahead and create a stop, pasuk literally means a stop. To make a stop, which Moshe Rabbeinu did not stop over there, we are not allowed to create new stops in Mikra. Psukim must be recited in their entirety. The Gemara goes on to say, the Reb Chanina Kra, Tsar Godel Hayli Eitz Reb Chanina HaGodel V'loi Hitterli Lifsaik El Tinoikos Shabbos Rabban, that Reb Chanina crossed it over, that he kept on asking and asking and asking and asking until finally Reb Chanina HaGodel, because it was efsher, it was impossible otherwise, allowed him to teach Chumash to children in half pasuk units, not in entire pasuk units. Basically, psukim have to be recited in their entirety, not half psukim, except in a situation where it is e'efsher, for example, the case of Shneikos Shabbos Rabban, and that's what our Gemara Cheshbon's over here, that in the Kriya of the Ma'amodos. So, according to Shmuel, that was also a situation which was considered to be efsher. But where it's efsher, then we are makbid not to break psukim, except where Moshe Rabbeinu divided them and broke them into complete psukim. The shaila is that we find several places where we do break psukim, and we do recite half a pasuk. And the Achronim discuss these instances to try to be miyashiv why the klal of kol psukah delei paske meisha and non delei paskinon would not apply to those cases. The most common case, or one of the common cases, is Friday nights. Friday nights, when we begin Kiddush, we begin with the words Yom HaShishi, because Yom HaShishi, Vayichlu HaShemayim, is Rosh HaTevis, the Shem Havaya. Yom HaShishi, Vayichlu HaShemayim, is Rosh HaTevis, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Poskim say that one should start with the words Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, Yom HaShishi. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker is said quietly. Yom HaShishi is said out loud, in order that it should be a complete thought. The shaila is that Vayihi Erev Vayihi Boker Yom HaShishi is not the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk starts earlier. Vayara Lekim Es Kol Asher Asa V'inei Tov Mo'ed. So how could we start by the words Vayihi Erev Vayihi Boker Yom HaShishi? So the emphasis is that the Aruch HaShulchan says that Enochanan, that one should quietly recite from the beginning of the pasuk. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katon, Sif Chaf Hei. He brings down, V'inei Tevas Yom HaShishi is the end of the pasuk of Vayara Lekim Es Kol Asher Asa V'inei Tov Me'od Vayera Vayivoke Yom HaShishi. Therefore, there are those who start from the beginning of the pasuk, and they say it quietly, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'nochainu, that is the correct practice. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, and Aruch Chaim Siman Yud, also addresses this shaila. Why do people start with Vayera Vayivoker Yom HaShishi? And he wants to say that this is a case also where it is Efsher. He said that since Chazal Darshan, Tov Ma'od, is going on Misa, so, b'toiv ma'oid zeh ha'moves. Memela, it's not richtig to start Kiddush Friday night with the Hazkaras ha'moves. Memela, he says, it goes into the klal of the efsher, and that's the way he's miyasher the minute to start with either Vayera Vayivoker or with the words Yom HaShishi. But the emes is that there are other instances where we begin and where we say half sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan himself asks on the minig Shabbos morning, the people who start with Alkein Berach, they start Kiddush Shabbos morning with the Pasuk of Alkein Berach, which is really in the middle of a Pasuk. So if you start from Zochar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsha, you don't have the problem. But those who start with Alkein Berach, Alkein Berach is the middle of a Pasuk. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says that the only time when there's a problem is when you're trying to recite psukim. When you're trying to say over Divrei Torah, trying to say psukim of the Torah, that's the problem. However, if a person is just lahakdin dvarim, he wants to be mapped into the Kiddush, dvarim me'inyan of Shabbos, and he borrows words from Chumash, that's not kriyas mikra, and that is not included in this Isser of Kol Psukah de Paske Moshe Adam Le Paskinat. By Vayechulu, there you're saying over the Parsha in the Torah, which has to do with Friday night. And therefore, if you're going to go ahead and start earlier, it's part of the Psukim. You're saying over Psukim. You're saying over Mikra. Now, Gemara of Chanina Kra was teaching Mikra. In the case of Rav and Shmuel and Al Gemara, they were laying Torah Shemiksav. When one lanes Torah Shemiksav, then one has to be careful not to divide it up. But if one is just using psukim from the Torah, and one is not reciting psukim, but rather one is borrowing the Dvarim Shal Torah, there's no problem of kol psukim lepaskei meisha, and non lepaskina. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's Yosef. And similarly, you find in Nishmas Adam, and in Emes Liakov, a similar Yosef. Each one says slightly differently. The Nishmas Adam in Klal Hay, Sefkot Beis. So he discusses two things. One thing he discusses is that by Kriya Shma Al Hamita, when we say over the capital of Yeshe B'Seisa Elyon, so he brings that the Shloa Kaddish would say that one should end by the word Hashem Machsi. One should not say the entire capital, because there are 60 words up to Hashem Machsi, the Hizer al Zeh Shalom Yomer Yeser. And he was mazir that a person should not say further. He brings it to Gemara in Shruas his Mashma that they would say until the word Samtim Mo'inecha. The Shaila is that L'chaira, it's in the middle of a pasuk. How could a person stop by the words of Hashem Machsi? Hashem Machsi is in the middle of the Pasuk. So he says a Yisoid, and his Yisoid is that when Sukkim are being said Derech Tchina, they're being said as a davening, rather than reciting Sukkim of Mikra, so then one is allowed to stop in the middle of a Pasuk. And he goes on with this Yisoid to explain something very fascinating. In the davening of Rosh Hashanah by Shofres, so we say the pasuk, the last pasuk of Ksuvim that we say by Shofres is a pasuk in Zechariah Perek Tes Pasuk Yedalot. We say like this: Vashem aleihem yiroe v'yotzo kaborok chitzoi v'ashem elokim b'shofer yisko v'holach b'saras tema. That's a complete pasuk, Zechariah Perek Tes Pasuk Yedalot. Then what we do is we begin the next pasuk. Pasuk Tezvav starts off Hashem Tzvokos Yogein Alehem, and then we end with a bakasha. We say Kein Togein Al Amcha Yisrael. So Nishmas Adam asks two kashas. First of all, how can we go ahead and we say the pasuk, the half of Pasuk Hashem Tzvokos Yogein Alehem? Number one, it is only half of Pasuk. Second of all, we don't need that Pasuk for Shofres, because we already had the Pasuk about Hashem Alehem Yeroha, B'Shofer God Lo Yiska. We already mentioned the Shofer. What do we need this additional Pasuk for? And finally, he asks, that why do we end with a Bakasha, Kein Yogein Al Amcha Yisrael? So he says a very fascinating thing. He says like this: with the pasuk Hashem aleim yeroa the yotzak ibarach chitzay v'Hashem alekim v'shayfa yiska v'cholach b'sareis teiman is a pasuk of Peronius. The Gemara says that the reason why it's we say it as shayfas, even though it's a pasuk of Peronius, because Peronius akum, Peronius of goyim may be said in shayfas. Now, what the Chayyadim points out that the emes is that this pasuk is a little bit unclear. Who is the Balaam of the Peronius? Because if you look earlier in the Navi is talking about Klal Yisrael and is talking about the Goyim and is talking about the Mochavus which will take place at the time of Mashiach comes. How do we know that the Pasuk Yudalid, is talking about Peronius of Akum, which one can use for a Pasuk of Shafers, and not Peronius of Yisrael, which one cannot use as a Pasuk of Shafers? So Zok the Chayyadim, the Pshad is, because you see from Vaita, because since the Pasuk says, Hashem Tzavokos Yogein Aleihem, the next Pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu will protect Klal Yisrael. So you say Hashem Tzvokas Yogar Lehem to let everybody know that Pasuk Yedalad, the Pronius of Pasuk Yedalad, was for the Goyim, not for the Yidin. Because the Pasuk Tezvav, it says that Hashem will protect the Yidin. Zokta Chayadu, oh, Geshmak. So Hashem Tzvokas Yogar Lehem is not from the Pesukim of Shefers. It's coming to teach up for us that the Pasuk Yedalad is Mutter to use for Shefers, it's Pronius Akum. But by Zoy is Zok Shver. Because how could you say Hashem Tzvokas because you're going to lay it? It's a psukah delay posak maisha. So therefore, zok the chayyadim, we turn it into a tefillah. We say it like this: that Azoy v'shtate that Hashem Tzvokas is yoger aleim, kain yoger aleim of Kol Yisrael. That it shows that that the reason why Hashem Tzvokas is yoger aleim was not as a posak, but rather it's the avais on the previous pasuk, as well as a tchilas hatchina for Klal Yisrael, and therefore we say derech tchina, and as akdama to our tchina, as dvorim, as akdama to our tchina, so that therefore it will not be part of won't be a problem of kapsuk le pasuk meisha and non le paskinan. He brings down that our shadow were very careful to make sure that our dibur should be mevur, and therefore, since we have to say in this chatzi pasuk the mevarer that we're talking prayer shel akum, so therefore on the oisin he says mechatzi pasuk zet tefila. Ratzolaymar kemoishev tachna shetogin aleim. The same way you promised then that you will protect Klal Yisrael, therefore you should continue to protect us now, or I guess really in the awesome. The same way you will protect Klal Yisrael then, you should protect Klal Yisrael now. But we make the pasuk into a tchina, a kashem. The same way you will protect Klal Yisrael in the Asad. So therefore, you'll protect us now, and that's the way we can go ahead and say a chelik from a pasuk. Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, in Emes Liakov, he brings down that L'chayr, the parsha of Bikurim, which is mentioned in the Torah, also ends in the middle of the pasuk. The person who brings Bikurim to the base of Mikdash, he has to be Kairei Psukim, and he ends with the words, Asher Nosato Li Hashem, and then he puts down the Bikurim, and he is Mishtachave. He brings Losh in the Rambam, Yumaskal V'Kairei Higati Ayoyim, until he's Gimei the Parashah Asher Nosato Li Hashem. So he asks L'Chayr the same Kasha, that L'Chayr it's a Psukim to Lay Pasek Meisha, and if it's a Psukim to Lay Pasek Meisha, how could we stop over there? Every person who says Bikurim, how could he say only these psukim and stop in the middle of a pasuk? So Rav Yaakov is mechadish a similar yesod that the psukim are not being said derech limud mikra, but rather there's a mitzvah mikra Bikurim. We're not learning chumash now. We're being makre the Bikurim. We're saying over the parsha, which the Avish has said, we should read when we say Bikurim. It's a nuschum yuchedes, it's a special nusach, and therefore the nusach is nigmar. And he says like this, he brings it to Mishnah Achrayna, says that whoever would come to lay in the parsha of Bikurim, he'd have to take out a Sefer Torah. because of the halacha of dvar shem b'ksav, yata rishai lo'ayim b'al peh. So Rabbi Yaakov says, hagabatzpah. So had a kahanim duchanamol. There was also a problem that the dvar shem b'ksav, yata lo'ayim b'al peh. Every time a kahanim duchan, he had to take out a sefer Torah and read it from the sefer Torah. Avadinat. The pshat is that he's not learning chumash now. The Torah prescribed the nusach, and he's reciting the nusach of the chumash. He's not saying which is what he's doing is he's saying over a nusach which the Torah prescribed for Birchas Gehanim, for Mikra Bikurim, whatever the particular event is, that's what he's doing. So Bemela, Zokir Yaakov, the same way there's no problem of saying it Baal Peh, Huadin, there's no problem that it ends in the middle of a pasuk. I just wanted to say that the emes is that the Agoras Yaivitz Maseches Kedushin is miyashiv zicha the kasha of Ayer Vahiboyker and could be some of these other kashas with a very partial yisayv. The Gemara over there says that we are not bekiyim in the psukim. The psukim that we have in front of us are not considered, we're not bekiyim. The Gemara says that a certain pasuk is the middle pasuk of the Torah. And the Gemara asks, is it on the first half, is it in the second half, is it exactly in the middle? And the Gemara says, we can't count, because we don't know exactly where the Pesukim are. We have Te'usim in the breaks of the Pesuk. Zok the Yaivitz, the Mela, today the Halacha of Kol Pesukim Delay Paskei Maisha, not like Peskinan, I'm going to say parenthetically, at least where an Inyan ends, does not apply. Because since we are not Bekim in the Pesukim, and I guess that means it goes both ways. That could be where we have a stop is not a stop, and could be where we don't have a stop, there is a stop. As long as it is one thought, we are allowed to stop there, since we're not Bekiyim. And therefore, for one to say, Vayer Vayivoki Yemashish should be Mutter, because it's entirely possible that it is a complete Pasuk, and even if one were to say the entire Pasuk, maybe that is not a complete Pasuk.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.